Hey guys, welcome back to the Carter Farr Show. Hope you guys are all having a great and amazing day today. And in today's video, I wanted to jump in and really talk to you guys about how much money you need to start swing trading. So guys, I hope you guys all enjoy this video. If you guys do, hit that like button and subscribe. For those of you that don't know who I am, my name is Carter and we talk about everything from money management, trading, investing. I've been a full-time swing trader for about 6 years and I've discovered things that I absolutely love about swing trading, things that honestly that aren't very good, and honestly all the things in between. And we're going to be chatting about some of these things, so I hope you guys will enjoy it. If you guys want to learn more about swing trading, I just released a brand new course where you guys can learn my strategy, how I find stock and opportunities. So guys, I'll put it down below, check it out. But one of the most common questions that I get asked is, how much money do I need to start swing trading? And honestly, if you're thinking this, personally, I think that you should hold off on swing trading. Now, and what I mean by this is because if you just funded your account and you just want to start swing trading and you're ready to get in that driver's seat, what I would ask you is a couple of questions. The first question that I would ask is, how long did you paper trade? And if you're thinking, well, I didn't, then you're not ready. You're not ready for a funded account. Now, and what I mean by this is because whether you have $100 or $1,000, all it takes is time to compound your account. I've always said, whether you're making $1 a day or $1,000 a day, the only thing that's separating you from making more money, whether it's a dollar to try to make $1,000, is going to be share size. Once you develop a strategy and you work on it, honestly, your account size doesn't matter. And I know it sounds crazy, but I've grown several accounts from $100 to $5,000, $6,000 in the matter of like 6-7 months. I'm not somebody that can do it like in a single month, but in the matter of about 6, 7, sometimes 9 or 10 months. But still, the point being that it just takes time to compound your account. And what paper trading is and why I think it's so incredibly important is using simulated money to practice a strategy and work on something. You know, I've always said that the more you learn, the more you're gonna earn. On top of that, you have to treat trading or swing trading as a career. And what I mean by this is, you know, ask yourself, how long does it take a doctor to become a doctor or an engineer to become an engineer? It takes years of practice, hard work. So if you expect to be a profitable full-time swing trader after 30 days, I wouldn't even recommend you opening up an account, honestly. I would recommend you opening up a paper trading account and just practice. You know, this is a very, very important thing that all these traders need to understand is, you know, it's not easy. Actually, 90% of swing traders fail. So how do you be in that 10%? How do you be in the 10% that succeeds? So for me, I think it just comes down to, you know, consistency and education. You know, if you're consistently learning, consistently practicing and paper trading, you're gonna outperform anybody that's not doing it. So that's my recommendation. So whether it's $100 or $1,000, honestly, in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't matter. Obviously, I would prefer about $1,000 to about $5,000 if I was gonna start over again. What I actually did and why, honestly, I went at swing trading the completely wrong approach. I pretty much did what I said not to do. When I was in college, I funded a Robinhood account. That day, I was making trades and day trades and swing trades just to try to make money. And before you guys know it, I burned through $500 or $1,000, whatever it was at the time, but it was my entire account. You know, and then I was like, this is very, very difficult. And what I did is I went on YouTube, I went on, you know, Google, and I was looking up strategies and people to trade. And what I soon realized is paper trading is important and education. And I just constantly devoted time and money and everything to try to be a trader. If this is your passion, if this is your goal, you know, you should be willing to invest in education. You should be willing to invest in yourself, or, you know, put the time to do it. You know, everybody just loves to try to say it's easy, but nobody ever does, you know, and that's the thing. 90% fail. So like if you're talking to somebody, you know, at work or with your friends and they're saying how easy it is, yeah, maybe they made money. But to do it full time, to do it consistently is very, very difficult. And that's where you have to put in those hours to be a profitable trader. So guys, I hope you guys all enjoyed it. I hope you guys learned something. If you guys did, hit that like button and subscribe, and we'll see you guys in the next one. Take care, guys.